The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You may have heard that modern zoos now have endocrinologists on staff. These are scientists who study animal hormone levels in everything from their blood to their feces to their urine. But did you know that animals were the original endocrinologists? Many animals, including mice, dogs, elephants, fish, and crustaceans, use urinary signals for communication. That's because urine provides a great source, perhaps the best source, of crucial information about other animals. Their sex, dominance, species, individual identity, sexual receptivity, even illness. The study of urine communication tells us a great deal about the mechanisms and evolution of animal communication in general. Everybody knows that dogs are keenly interested when other dogs have been around, and will stop very often to both sniff out any competitors or urinate to mark their own territories. Of course, many mammal species similarly mark their territories. Sometimes, as with male rhinos, it's to advertise their presence and say, "Stay out!" Or, for many female mammals, their urine leaves a hormonal signal that says, "Hey, I'm in estrus and looking for a mate."
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.